Welcome to Brighteon Broadcast News for Wednesday, June 7th, 2023. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and today I've got an exclusive report for you coming up right now where we tested dozens of water filters for their ability to remove cesium, which is the element in its radioisotope form, cesium-137, that is the greatest danger to human health and life, the food supply and the water supply in the aftermath of any kind of a nuclear event, nuclear fallout, nuclear terrorism, dirty bombs, nuclear war, you name it. So we actually took these water filters to the lab. We ran the tests. We have the results, and we're going to share that with you right now, right here on Brighteon Broadcast News. Let's go to that report, and then we'll be back with more headlines on the other side of that special report. Welcome to this Brighteon.com exclusive laboratory testing report on water filters. And for this test, we have used ICP-MS, which is mass spectrometry, to test the ability of all these water filters to remove cesium. Why? Well, because cesium-137 is a very deadly radioisotope with a 29-year half-life. And in case of nuclear fallout, which seems increasingly likely with each passing day, unfortunately, you don't want to drink water that has had cesium fallout contaminating it. So what we did in our lab, and as you know, I'm the lab director of the Consumer Wellness Center Labs. It's our own laboratory. We have now, I think, 6 mass spec instruments running, and we have 2 ICP-MS instruments that we use for food testing. So we test for lead, cadmium, mercury, arsenic, and also nutritive elements such as magnesium and zinc and so on. But we can also test for cesium. So we created a non-radioactive cesium solution with dissociated cesium cations in water. And we ran that solution through all of these filters that you see here, all these filters. And these are all the names that you know. It's Culligan and Crystal Drop and Zero and Big Berkey and, Brita and a bunch of others, Alexa Pure, a bunch of different filters. We'll go through some of the list here. And we compared the results of the filtration to the original, shall we say, contaminated sample or standard that we created. Now, the standard we created was 78 parts per million, roughly. We'll say 78.6 parts per million, let's say. I have the numbers in ppb, but that was the average of the control sample. So from 78 parts per million, roughly, how much cesium was removed by each of these water filters? That's what you're going to find out here today. Again, exclusive to Brighteon.com and our food science lab here at the Health Ranger store. So here's what we found out that was rather shocking to me. The first shocking thing is that the vast majority of these filters did not remove as much as I would like, which is 99%. I want to see a water filter remove at least 99% of cesium to know that it's going to function effectively in a cesium fallout situation. The vast majority of these filters failed to remove 99%. Many of them removed only, the least effective was a 17% reduction. Others removed 25% or 26%, which, again, to me, that's not enough. And some of these filters were even advertised as being anti-radiation filters, but they did not do a good job in our testing. However, there were, 6 water filters that did extraordinarily well, removing over 99%. And what's fascinating to me is that the least effective of those 6 removed 99.98%. And the most effective removed, there were 2 of them that removed 100%. And one of those water filters is no longer available, by the way. I don't know what happened to the company, but we still have the filter. We tested it, removes 100%. And yet you can't buy that filter any longer, sadly. A couple of notes before I get into the exact numbers here, and we're going to show you each of these filters. Just let me have a couple of disclaimers and notes, okay? So number one, we did 1 test per filter. So 1 test should only be considered a snapshot. It is not an exhaustive test of every filter that company's ever made. you should just use this as a starting point. If a filter removes close to 100% in our tests, that's a pretty good indicator, but it is not absolute proof that it's going to function that way all the time. At the same time, if a filter did poorly in our tests, understand that that's, again, a snapshot. Other filters from the same brand or the same company might perform better. Who knows? But there's a caveat with this. I have been engaged in conversations with many water filter companies, and some of them, I'm not going to name names, it's not the point, but some of them, they only provide testing results for the media that they're using in their filter, and they don't actually provide testing results for the filter unit as a whole. In other words, a filter has to function as an entire unit. The water has to pass through the media without leaks, right? So there's a structure of how the filter fits into the container, the filter element. There's a structure of sometimes O-rings and different, you know, lids and different rubber rings and so on, that those have to work well also so that water doesn't bypass the filter. So for a company to give you test results to say, oh, this filter media worked really well. Look, this media is NSF certified. This media passed all these tests, but they don't have actual test results for the filter as a whole. I'm sorry, that's just not good enough. You need to test the filter as a whole, which is what we did in these tests. So we tested these filters being used in real world usage. And I think that's the most high integrity way to test this. Another thing I want you to know is that our mass spec laboratory is ISO accredited for heavy metals testing. So we are ISO 17025 accredited, which means we are audited and we are inspected annually. In addition, we have to pass what are called PTs or proficiency tests, where we are sent blind samples and we have to identify within a margin of accuracy the concentration of the elements in those samples. We pass all those tests with flying colors. So let there be no question that the numbers we're giving you here today are accurate from what our tests actually experienced. Again, I can't say that every unit of every brand that comes off the assembly line is going to function in exactly the same way, but I can assure you that our tests are very, very accurate. And I can say that even from a legal standpoint, because any evidence from our lab can be used in any courtroom that's recognized by the Western world all over the world. It's that good. Okay, that's what it means to be ISO accredited. So you can trust these numbers. A couple other notes. In terms of a disclaimer, there is one water filter on this list that I believe our store carries. So I want to be clear as a disclaimer to disclose any potential conflicts of interest. I will tell you that the fact that I think we carry this water filter. In fact, I probably should have checked, but I know we've carried it in the past. The fact that we have carried or do carry this one particular water filter in no way alters our laboratory tests. In fact, the technicians in our lab that ran these tests, because I didn't run these myself, we have, you know, multiple technicians to run multiple instruments. They are not aware of anything about these brands, which ones are for sale, where, or any other financial involvement with any other brands. But there's only one brand that I'm aware of that we have carried in the past. Secondly, there is another brand that we were unable to test successfully. And I want to just say that brand is Alexa Pure, which I believe that brand has been promoted by Alex Jones and InfoWars. And my belief is that that brand is a quality brand. I just want to say we were unable to test it because we could not get water throughput through the filter, which it might be our fault because that unit has sat around for a long time. And it's not a new unit. And so I would like to extend the offer to Alexa Pure. If you will send us a unit, we will rerun this test on a new Alexa Pure unit, and we will share those results. But for the numbers that I'm about to reveal to you today, we do not have Alexa Pure numbers. And that is no fault of Alexa Pure. And I don't know why the filter was clogged or whatever. It didn't come through. I talked to my tech, and she had treated all the filters the same way and tried to run water through them, but just couldn't get any water to come through Alexa Pure. I don't know if it was a previous sample that went through and maybe clogged up the filter. I'm really not sure. But anyway, we'll rerun that and share that with you in the future. And again, I apologize to Alexa Pure. No fault of theirs. Everything else, we were able to get water through, and so we do have results. So with that stated, let me walk you through the six filters that actually performed at a better than 99% reduction of cesium. And let me add too, by the way, you know, cesium, again, just to be clear, those of you from the Department of Energy and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and so on, I did not handle radioactive cesium-137, okay, just to be clear. We tested the stable isotope of cesium that you can get over-the-counter, you know, cesium carbonate, whatever, you dissociate it in water, and you end up with cesium cations, and you can test that, and that's what we did. So I'm not handling radioactive material, just to be clear. You don't have to send out your, you know, your radiation cleanup teams or anything. There's no radiation above background in any of these water filters, just to be clear. Okay, with that stated, it's not my first rodeo with the table of elements, just saying. Okay, with that stated, the least effective of the six filters that removed over 99% of the cesium, according to our ICP-MS testing, the least effective is called the crystal drop water filter. And it is one of these, can you show that one? Where is it? All right, yeah, it's one of these gravity filters. I think it's the one on the left, what you're seeing right now. It's a gravity filter there. So you pour water in the top, it drips through, and then you have filtered water. So crystal drop, I don't recall what the tests were when we tested for lead reduction, but I seem to think that crystal drop also did well in lead reduction. I'd have to go back and check that. But it's doing 99.98% reduction of cesium, which is pretty amazing. Okay, the next water filter is called the Zen water filter, which is over here on the right side of my desk. Can you get a closer shot of that? Okay, the Zen filter, which has a really unique shape, and it's, you know, it's kind of squarish, and it's got this multi-element transparent filter. You can't really see it that well through the camera. Oh, you can kind of see it. It's got different layers of different media in there. And then it's got something else. I don't have it quite set up correctly here because we kind of hurriedly reset it up here after we use it at the lab. But it's a unique approach to water filtration, and it's very effective at removing, in fact, I think it removed nearly 100% of lead also. But the Zen stone filter, or Zen water filter, removed also 99.98%. And that's good to know if you have one of those filters. And I think they're fairly widely available. Okay. Okay, the next water filter that performed very well with a 99.99% reduction of cesium. Oh, and I should mention, wait, let me back up. So the crystal drop water filter that I mentioned before went from, what was it, 78,000 plus parts per billion down to just 13.8 parts per billion. Okay, so we're talking about removing virtually all the cesium. Not quite, but almost all of it. And the Zen water filter that we just talked about got it down to only 12 parts per billion. So reducing 78,000 plus parts per billion down to 12. That's considerable. Okay, the next filter is the Big Berkey water filter, which is this tall one here. And that is the one that I know we've sold that before, I think as an affiliate of Berkey. And it's a very popular water filter. A lot of people sell the Berkey water filter. We do have this equipped with the add-on filters, which are I think their position is removing fluoride and arsenic. So it has all the filters in it that you can add to it. That filter removed 99.99% of the cesium, got it down from 78,000 plus parts per billion down to 7.1 essentially parts per billion. Okay, so almost 100% removal. The next one, which is the big surprise of the day, can you show this? It's a brand I've never heard of. It's called the Skyhan Alkaline Filter Water Pitcher. Do you have that? Yeah, you see that there? Skyhan, and it starts with an H for some reason. So it's kind of like Huskyhan. I'm not even sure what that word means and where that comes from. So I bought this online. As you can see, we bought dozens of water filters, you know, from different sources. I think I bought this one on Amazon. The Skyhan Alkaline Filter Water Pitcher, as it's known, has reduced the cesium from 78,000 plus parts per billion down to 6.8 parts per billion. So that is also a 99.99% reduction. All right. So that water filter, believe it or not, is only $35. Whereas the Big Berkey over here, I think, is several hundred dollars. And the Zen water filter, I think, is also several hundred dollars. So it's interesting to note that if you're looking for something that is, let's say, smaller, a lower cost, more portable, maybe something to put in your car, if you're living in an area that might get nuked by Russia as we go into World War III, you know, you live anywhere on the East Coast, God forbid, something happens, you want to have an anti-radiation water filter with you, this Skyhan water filter pitcher in our test removed 99.99%. Now, here's something interesting. The filter media size, though, the actual size of the filter cartridge itself, is, of course, smaller in the Skyhan unit than in, let's say, the Big Berkey unit or in the Zen unit or what have you. And what that means, typically, scientifically, is that it will not process as many total gallons of water because, of course, the capacity, the filtration capacity of the media is directly proportional to the total mass of the media. So in a smaller water pitcher, you're not going to be able to filter as many gallons. And, you know, it depends on the quality of your water and lots of different variables. But overall, you should keep in mind that smaller filtration systems, I mean, think about these like sports bottle filters. They're not going to filter that much. Some of them may be limited to, I don't know, 100 gallons or something, or 50 gallons. Just depends on the brand and the filter and what you're filtering. Whereas like the Berkey filter or the Crystal Drop may be able to handle many thousands of gallons, or even in some cases, depending on the conditions, potentially tens of thousands of gallons. So that's something to keep in mind. All right, the next two filters filtered out 100% of the cesium. And by 100%, let me be clear, they reduced, it rounds to 100%, okay? So they reduced 78,000 plus parts per billion down to, in the first case here, 2.5 parts per billion. So that's 100.00, you know, I mean, it rounds to 100.00%, just to be clear. Yes, there are still 2.5 atoms of cesium out of every billion, but that's real close to zero. So we call that 100% filtration. The first one that achieved that is called the AquaPail. And it's this odd looking filter over here with, it's the red and blue. It's two pails. One sits on top of the other, the red and the blue lid. Yeah, that's it. Now that AquaPail, I tried to find if it's even available and I don't think it is. If I'm wrong about that, I apologize, but I could not find that this is for sale any longer. I do recall that the AquaPail, which seems to have a very large media for filtration, the AquaPail also did very well in terms of removing lead when we did lead testing before. So it's kind of a shame if this is no longer available, and because it was so effective. It's also a very rugged format. So, I mean, what a great kind of format to put in the trunk of your car, right? It's not fragile. It's not easily dented like a lot of these stainless steel filters. And the Zen filter over here has, I don't know, plexiglass type of plastic that, you know, if you bang it around too much, it could crack or break or whatever. But these AquaPail buckets, they seem to be like a polyethylene material that is very, very rugged and would survive a lot of, you know, abuse out in the field, let's say. So I wish the AquaPail existed. If it does exist, this is something that we would want to sell, by the way. We would want to help bring this to more people. So if anybody out there knows that there's, if the AquaPail company still exists, your pail is working great, and please contact us. We'd like to carry your product. After we've tested it, it's pretty amazing. But as far as I know, again, it's not available. Now, that brings us to the last water filter that has also achieved a 100% removal rating, or I should say rounded to 100%. It reduced 78,000 plus parts per billion down to 2.2 parts per billion, which is, that's a lot of reduction. And that water filter is, it's very interesting to me that this is a water filter brand that is very honestly advertised, where, you know, over my years and over all the testing, I've seen a lot of water filters that are dishonestly advertised, dishonest claims, you know, nonsense claims, whatever. But this brand I'm going to tell you about, which I do not carry, we do not sell this, we don't have any financial relationship with them. This brand, in the testing that we have done, appears to be remarkably honest and accurate in their claims. And it's not a very costly brand. And it's called Zero Water. We actually have a couple of them here. Zero Water filters. Yeah, there's a kind of a rectangular one there. And then next to it is a pitcher. So the Zero Water filter, it's interesting that it actually ships with a TDS tester. You can't really see it, but it's on top of one of the lids there. And a TDS tester is really, yeah, they're kind of zooming in. It's a great tool for this because it tells you when your filter has stopped working. So the Zero Water filter is almost achieving what we would call laboratory deionization. In my lab, for example, we have water deionizers that they achieve high levels of water filtration to the point where water is no longer even conductive. And in fact, we use a measure of the insulative properties of water in order to rate how pure it is. And we use water that is 18 mega ohms in terms of its resistance. So water can be a resistor. No electricity will pass through it at 18 mega ohms, or virtually no electricity will pass through it, let's say, because there are no more ions in the water. Well, Zero Water is, in terms of a consumer product, is the closest thing that I've ever found to laboratory deionization. It's not, it doesn't achieve 18 mega ohms of resistance, just to be clear. It's not that good, because that's a multi-thousand dollar unit that we use with very expensive, large cartridges. You know, the cartridges are like this tall in the lab, and there's four of them, and it takes time for the deionization to take place. And, you know, that's a whole different setup. But the Zero Water filter is the closest thing to that in a off-the-shelf consumer product, okay? And we also, I remember that Zero Water also removed nearly 100% of lead when we did lead testing on these same water filters. So Zero Water is also removing cesium, which, again, has a very high utility, given that we're possibly facing nuclear fallout, nuclear war, you know, nuclear terrorism, false flag events, you name it. You know, how about dirty bombs, you know, radioactive explosive vests? Don't you want to know what's going to take out the cesium? So here we go. Zero Water filters. I'm not sure exactly where you can buy those. I know you can buy them online, but I don't know about retail. I don't know if they're carried at, you know, Walmart or wherever. I'm not sure. You'll have to figure that out for yourself. But the Zero Water filter is also very portable, kind of like the Skyhan, the Skyhan brand with the funny name. Both of those are portable. I think the Zero Water filter is a little more pricey. But just remember that the pitcher size filtration media is also rather small. And so it's not going to filter out as many total gallons of water compared to these larger units like the Berkey or the Zen or the, you know, Alexa or whatever. So in summary, then, the six filters that performed at over 99% removal, in fact, 99.98% or better, were the Crystal Drop water filter, the Zen filter, the Big Berkey, the Skyhan water pitcher, the Aqua Pail, and the Zero Water filter. Those are the six that did the best in our test. And I'm not going to go through and name all the other brands that didn't do that well, because, you know, these six are the best scorers in this category. So here's my recommendation. For travel, I mean, you should have a bug out bag in your car. You should have preparedness gear in your car. And by the way, don't forget to watch my other website, prepwithmike.com, to give you more preparedness videos. You can just type it in your browser, prepwithmike.com, and you'll see all my videos about survival techniques and all kinds of things. Even how to organize your AR-15 magazines with color codes. There's a lot of fun stuff there. How to make your own emergency fire starting devices, you know, for warmth when the power grid goes down, things like that. For portability in your vehicle, I would choose either the Zero water filter or the Skyhand filter. Now, by the way, I did not test the camping pump filters. So perhaps I should do that next. There are a lot of pump filters from various companies like, what's it called? I don't know how you pronounce it, Katadyn or however they're pronounced. There's that, and there's also, REI and a bunch of brands that have pump filters. I did not test those for this, and maybe we should do that next. But in terms of gravity-based filters or the squeeze water bottles, I would choose the Zero or the Skyhand for your vehicle. For home use, I would choose one of the larger capacity gravity filters, such as the Berkey or the Zen or the Crystal Drop. And then again, we will attempt to test the Alexa Pure, if we can get another unit from that company and see how that does. But the larger units are better, obviously, for more people in your household, and they also may have higher throughput depending on, the filtration media. And so if you want something that can just stay in your home and serve as a base unit, if you're planning on hunkering down, or maybe there's a lockdown, maybe there's an act of war and everybody's ordered off the streets, who knows, martial law, curfew, whatever, you want to have a unit that's got good throughput and good longevity for your home. That's going to be found in the larger units. But for portability in your vehicle, the smaller units are good. Or if you have a strict budget limitation and you can't afford a unit that costs hundreds of dollars, then you could start with something on the lower cost end, like the Skyhand unit or the Zero water unit, and those would have some capacity for you. All right, so that's my summary of what we found. And we're going to continue to do more lab testing of other interesting things, especially things related to your preparedness and survival. And I appreciate you sharing this and taking interest in this. If you want to share this video, feel free to just give us credit back at brighteon.com. And I'll be writing this up at naturalnews.com as well. And understand that this technology that we applied to this is what we apply to everything that we sell at our store, which is how we fund our lab. So healthrangerstore.com is where you can go if you want to get laboratory tested, clean food products. We have clean herbs, supplements. We have storable food supplies, for example, our Ranger bucket here. Organic, emergency storable food. This is in stock now. It's laboratory tested. And we test for more than heavy metals. We also test for glyphosate, and we test for E. coli and salmonella. We do a lot of additional testing. So if you want to help support us, just shop at healthrangerstore.com. And with your support, since we have this laboratory, we are, of course, applying this lab to test a lot of other things and then sharing that information freely with you to help you get prepared. And I hope you find value in this. I most definitely enjoy doing this kind of research and sharing it with you. I'm always fascinated. I'm always surprised by the results, actually. It never goes exactly the way that I thought. I could have made assumptions about which ones would work better. I never would have guessed the Skyhand unit would actually perform the way it did. But that's why we use instruments, because the instruments tell us the truth, regardless of our opinions or our preconceived notions. Because, hey, this is real science here. This is, we're counting the atoms of cesium and seeing how many are remaining in the water. And the instrument doesn't lie. It tells you what it sees. And so we're just sharing that with you. So I thank you for your support. I thank you for your interest. And we'll have more for you here on brighteon.com and from naturalnews.com in the weeks and months ahead. A lot more interesting testing coming up. Thanks for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, also the founder of brighteon.com. Get prepared, folks. War is right around the corner, sadly. get ready. All right, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that special report on water filtration. Very useful stuff. It's kind of nice to own a lab, you know, sometimes when you want to know the truth about these things, and it's nice to be able to actually conduct this testing. You should see what I'm doing right now with, do I dare say? It involves silver, and it's some really cool, I'm running some experiments with silver, and I'm using the ICP-MS instrument, and this will have some interesting ramifications. I'll just leave it at that. But I get to do all kinds of fun experiments because of having access to our lab. It's really great. So thank you for all your support. Otherwise, we couldn't afford these expensive lab toys to do these kinds of things for humanity. I want to remind you, coming up this Saturday is the live free streaming of a new documentary series called Tiptoe to Tyranny. And that will be streaming on brightu.com, which stands for Brighteon University. That show is streaming on brightu.com, which is Brighteon University. Here it is, Tiptoe to Tyranny, a Chris Harrigan film. We interviewed Chris earlier. You click there, you just register, you can watch it for free. That begins this Saturday, and it's free to watch with just registration. And this is about, you know, COVID and the pandemic and all the lockdowns and the medical tyranny under which we all suffered for the last few years. So this is a fascinating film. I think you will find it very interesting. Be sure to sign up to watch that for free starting this Saturday. Okay, next, we've got something cool to share with you. Other headlines. Let's go to censored.news, which is our headline website. These are handpicked headlines here up top, and then it's automatically spidered headlines below that. And some of the stories that I'm looking at right now include this one from Daily Caller. Visa raised money for far-left group pushing gender experimentation on children. So just like Target retail stores, it appears that Visa supports the genital mutilation of children. Think about that the next time you choose a credit card. So it says that in June of 2021, Visa announced it would be launching an initiative to benefit the Trevor Project, along with other groups focused on advancing the LGBTQ agenda. The Daily Caller News Foundation has exposed the Trevor Project for pushing children towards hormone therapies and gender experimentation while taking money from pharmaceutical companies that manufacture those treatments. So again, if you like the chemical mutilation of children or the genital mutilation of children, shop with Visa at Target, actually. And you could buy Bud Light. You could do all three at once if you just hate children. I mean, when does this end? Okay. It doesn't end with Nike, because here's another story from the Daily Wire. Nike marks Pride Month with Doc, who does kids' gender surgeries, leaked email shows. So here's a person who actually mutilates children that is supported by Nike, because this doctor is going to be hosting a panel discussion with a surgeon who said he performed gender-affirming mastectomies. Okay, in other words, he sliced the breast off little girls. Nike thinks you should just do it. You know, scar tissue and all. And why stop at the breasts? I mean, if you're Nike, just do it again. Just keep doing it to children, because that's what the woke corporations are all pushing for now. The email from Nike says, this year's theme is "Together we are undeniable." Really? So togetherness is slicing off the female organs of a young girl? That's togetherness? Because it sounds like separation to me. It sounds like when you separate the breasts with a scalpel, that sounds like separation, not togetherness. I think being together would imply that you have a holistic body, i.e. the body you were born with, all of its parts intact, not surgically mutilated by a surgeon who was invited by Nike to push more mutilation of children. So think about their lies. Together we are undeniable. No, you're not together. You're not together at all. And you're twisted and sick, Nike and Visa and Target and Butt Light. You're all sick, twisted perverts and freaks. And get your damn hands off our children, by the way. The LGBTQIA plus community continues to fight for equality. Their fight to be themselves, really? No, they're fighting to mutilate your children. So let's be clear about something. There's no such thing as transgender rights or gay rights or lesbian rights. There's no such thing as even, you know, any ethnic group rights. There are only human rights, which must be universally applied to all people. Human rights. Your right to do what you want with your own body, if you want to mutilate yourself, go for it. But your right ends when you begin to harm another human being. Abortion, child mutilations, violent attacks, and so on. Your rights end when the other person's right to safety begins. And so you're not fighting for LGBTQIA plus rights, Nike or Target. What you're doing is you are marginalizing normal people and you're fighting for mutilation, which is medical violence against children. That's what you're fighting for. And that's why you're being condemned for it. That's why you're being rejected. And that's why the boycotts shall accelerate against all these companies, Nike, Target, Visa, Bud Light, any of you who are pushing this transgenderism onto children. You will be boycotted. You will be economically separated from your revenue sources. How about that? But this is what's happening in our world today. This is the reality of it. And Pride Month is this government-pushed agenda to mutilate children in the name of tolerance and inclusiveness. I would think that if you were inclusive, you would include the organs the child was originally born with in the child's body. Would that not be included? No, you want to exclude the scrotum and the penis and the breast and the vagina. Oh, I see. Okay, that's what you're into. You want to exclude organs that for some reason you don't like because you're sickos, you're Satanists, you're demons, and you're freaks. Get your damn hands off our children, I say again. Now, in a previous show here, I did not get his name correct, but Vivek Ramaswamy is running for president on the Republican side. Here's a story. Vivek Ramaswamy, big tech targeting me and RFK Jr. since we threatened the establishment. Mr. Ramaswamy is correct. And I want to pronounce his name correctly now. And I want to invite him onto the show. So, Mr. Ramaswamy, if I can add a little flourish to your name, because it sounds pretty cool. If I can invite you to the show, if you'd like to come on and talk about your campaign for the presidency, you are absolutely welcome here. I have interviewed Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I will be interviewing people from Team Trump coming up. In fact, I think tomorrow, come to think of it. And Mr. Ramaswamy, love your name, love your vibe. We love the fact that you recognize the value of cryptocurrency, decentralized finance, and we love the fact that you are taking it to the radical left and their gender mutilations. We'd love to have you on the show and help spread the word about your run for the presidency. Now, here's a story from Infowars.com. RFK Jr. vows to defend the Second Amendment and free speech and the border and end the wars. Story by Steve Watson. Good job, Steve. We love your coverage here. And this was one of the questions that I have had. I've publicly voiced this question about RFK Jr. As much as I strongly support his policies and his exposing of Fauci and the NIH and all the, you know, the COVID fraud and all of that, I have publicly wondered, what is his stance on the Second Amendment? What is his stance on the border? I know he is completely opposed to government censorship and that RFK Jr. supports free speech. I know that because I asked him that. But now, I did not ask him about the Second Amendment. Perhaps I should have. But it's clear now he says he is in favor of defending the Second Amendment. And this was in his talk with Elon Musk, which I find a little bit ironic because Elon Musk continues to ban Alex Jones and myself and many other people. So I'm wondering, hey, RFK Jr., if you talk to Elon Musk again, ask him why he's censoring some of the best voices in America today. How about that? There's a question for Elon Musk. But perhaps he asked him that, you know, off camera. Who knows? But it seems strange to me that Elon Musk is being positioned as this person that supports freedom of speech when Elon Musk owns the company that censors some of the best voices in America today. So those two things cannot be reconciled. And I've voiced this frustration many times. Elon Musk, you are either pro-free speech, in which case you will unban Alex Jones, and you will unban myself, the Health Ranger, and other voices, you know, Steve Bannon and other voices, especially those who are criticizing the CCP, or Elon Musk, you will choose to continue to be a tyrant with a tyrant platform, and you will be nothing but an empty shadow of someone who pretends to support free speech. So you get to make the decision, but we will respond accordingly. You can either be a free speech champion, or you can be a tyrant loser with an electric car. I mean, that's your choice, but we will respond accordingly. And by the way, let me also add this simple statement that I believe the structure of society should never depend on the whims of one man or woman or person to decide who gets to speak and who doesn't. And that rule even applies to myself. As I'm the founder of Brighteon.com, free speech video platform, and we have a moderation team that has to make decisions about pulling down illegal content, for example, you know, violent murders or snuff films or stalking, whatever, you know, or porn, things that are not acceptable, right? So we're in that position of moderation, which means that technically even I'm in a position to some degree of deciding what content is acceptable and what content is not acceptable. And I believe that even that should be obsolete. I believe that Elon Musk, as the leader of Twitter, should be obsolete, and the very structure of Twitter as a centralized platform owned by a for-profit corporation that controls speech should be obsolete. And increasingly, it will be obsolete because of dApps, decentralized applications. And I've interviewed Jason Crow, the founder of Qortal, Qortal, if you're curious how to spell that. And I've looked at many other interesting technologies. I'm continuing my deep dive into decentralized finance and decentralized applications and blockchain and privacy, but mostly decentralization. And wait till you hear the announcements we will have this year. Just wait. Groundbreaking. Pioneering. Because we are making our own current structure obsolete on purpose. Because I don't want to be in a position to ever be the one to decide what any user can say or cannot say. It's not my right to do that. We need decentralized society so that everyone can speak and every consumer of that speech gets to decide for themselves what channels they wish to receive or to individually block so that they're not exposed to the things they don't want, you know, such as snuff films or whatever insanity is out there. So Twitter, wrong structure, too centralized. Elon Musk, not a free speech advocate so far, but I welcome him to prove me wrong. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr., most definitely pro-free speech. And now we know that he is pro-Second Amendment as well, which is great news. Great news, because, you know, me being a Texan, I'm not giving up my guns, just in case you're wondering about that. Not going to happen. And by the way, I have a really cool, I'm having custom made for me a really nice Glock 43 that I think I'll show you here once I get it, because it's got a really cool color pattern. And I don't know, I might make that one of my backup carry guns or something. But in addition to the Sig Sauers and whatever, you know, the Glock 43 is a really nice platform. And we'll talk about that later. Okay. I want to bring your attention to this next story that came to me from a source. It talks about the assassination methods that are being used right now to silence American patriots and anyone who dissents against the government lies and propaganda. And this comes down to a chemical called diethyl nitrosamine. And on my screen, I have a PubMed article about this. Diethyl nitrosamine, DEN, induced carcinogenic liver injury in mice. Now, this chemical, DEN, is used by the CIA, I've come to learn. It's used to poison their intended targets and to make them die from liver and pancreatic cancer within a few months. So the evil genius of this poison that is used by the CIA is that they can expose someone to it, and they don't get sick right away. They just get very aggressive cancer, and they're dead within 6 months. But then the cause of death is, of course, written off as, well, cancer. Think about how many pro-America, patriotic, pro-humanity people you know who have died of cancer in the last couple of years, or liver problems, pancreas problems. You know how easy it would have been for those people to be poisoned with a contact poison? This diethyl nitrosamine could be put on a doorknob. It could be put on a car door handle. It could be put on the outside of a water bottle. It could be put in a meal that they're eating at a restaurant. It could be put on the bed sheets in a hotel room where they're staying because they were foolish enough to use their own name to reserve the hotel room. Folks, if you're on Team Humanity, you need to start protecting yourself, understanding that a contact poison can give you cancer and kill you in 6 months. And it's a nitrosamine chemical that's used in laboratories to give cancer to lab rats so that they can test those lab rats for cancer treatments. Now, here's what else is fascinating. Nitrosamines, well, diethyl nitrosamine belongs to a class of compounds called nitrosamines. Nitrosamines are formed in your stomach when you eat processed meat that is treated with sodium nitrite. Sodium nitrite is added to bacon and beef jerky and sandwich meat and ham and pepperoni and sausage and whatever. And it's used as a color fixer and a preservative. It makes the color look pink. It has a bright pinkish type of color to it. So if there's, you know, 20-day-old meat in a package on the shelf, it would normally look putrid gray, but they can use sodium nitrite on it and they can make it look fresh and pink. Oh, isn't this wonderful? But when you eat it, the sodium nitrite combines with the hydrochloric acid in your stomach, right? HCl. And it forms, guess what? Nitrosamines. The same chemical that they use to give cancer to rats. Now, because these nitrosamines are formed at a lower level, because it's only a trace amount in the food, it takes longer to kill you from cancer. It's not going to kill you in 6 months. But eating those hot dogs and beef jerky and bacon and everything with sodium nitrite in it can most definitely kill you over a period of years with liver cancer or pancreatic cancer. Did you know that the number one defense against that is vitamin C? Yeah. If you take vitamin C, or you eat a vitamin C-rich food, you know, an orange or blueberries, whatever, at the same time that you eat bacon that has sodium nitrite in it, then the vitamin C halts the formation of nitrosamines in your stomach. Did you know that? So, oh, did you know you can also buy nitrite-free meats at the grocery store? And often these are in the frozen section because they don't have the shelf life. So they have to be kept frozen. But if you don't want to eat cancer-causing nitrosamines, then look for nitrite-free bacon or sausage or other kinds of meats because they are available even in common grocery stores. However, if you love dying from cancer, just eat what everybody else eats because you notice they're all dying from cancer. And with the mRNA injections, the destruction of the immune system, you're seeing the acceleration of cancers. Rapid onset cancers that are killing people at a pace that we've never seen before. So you are under assault, if not by the CIA with DEN, diethyl nitrosamine, you're under assault by the food industry with cancer-causing nitrosamines that are formed because of the ingredient that they add to the processed meat. And if you don't protect yourself, they will kill you slowly for profit. You'll end up in chemotherapy, you'll end up a victim of big pharma. They'll extract even more from you as you're dying from the cancer that was induced by the ingredient that they put in the food supply, an ingredient that the USDA approved and the FDA continues to approve, even though they know it causes cancer. The USDA grandfathered this ingredient into the food supply, by the way, I think in 1978, if I'm not mistaken. And it's been murdering people ever since. Especially if you don't take vitamin C. All right. In my podcast for yesterday. I talked about how the Kakhovka Dam has been destroyed in Ukraine. It's called the Nova Kakhovka Dam? This dam has flooded to the east, which is flooding mostly Russian-held territory, and it's worth noting that the dam itself, this is from Zero Hedge here, the dam itself, here's a video of the flooding, the dam itself was controlled by the Russians. This was in Russian-held territory. So this hydroelectric power plant was destroyed. And Zelensky in Ukraine says, oh, the Russians did it. And he says, this confirms for the whole world that Russia must be expelled from every corner of Ukrainian land. All right? Now, I want to remind you that Zelensky and NATO countries in the West also said Russia blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. And I have a strong suspicion that whoever blew up the Kakhovka Dam are the same allies, the same people that blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, which makes this the second act of terrorism against civilian infrastructure carried out by Western nations. I am highly skeptical of the claim that Russia destroyed this dam. Why would they? This has made Russia's situation far worse. It's created a lot of flooding and a lot of mud in Russian territory. And by the way, if Russia wanted to shut down the hydroelectric capacity of this dam, well, they already controlled it. They could have just thrown a switch and turned it off. Russia had no reason to blow up this dam. Kiev had every reason to do so, and so did NATO, to try to slow down Russia's advance because, well, Russia is gaining more ground. Bakhmut fell not long ago in Ukraine, despite the courageous efforts of their own soldiers. Ukraine is running out of good men to fight the Russians, and so Russia is advancing. And this destruction of the dam reminds me of when Iraq set fire to the oil fields to try to create a smoke screen to stop the advance of the American forces there. But in this case, the roles are reversed. It's America and NATO countries and Kiev, I believe, using a water smoke screen, destroying a dam to try to slow the advance of the Russians. Now, we don't have absolute proof of that, but we do have proof that almost everything the U.S. State Department says is a total lie. So when they come out and they say that, oh, Russia destroyed the dam. Oh, Russia destroyed Nord Stream pipeline. Russia rigged the election for Trump. These are all obvious lies. And we're on to them. Nobody believes this if they're informed. Only gullible, kind of brainwashed, gaslit people believe this. So here we go. All right. So anyway, we're going to move on. Next story here. Daily Mail. This is interesting. Europe's top eco-zealots are plotting a huge civil disobedience campaign of highway blockages and disruption at federal properties in America's first summer of chaos. Well, first of all, this is not America's first summer of chaos. That would be the summer of 2016 when Antifa and Black Lives Matter were trying to disrupt the imminent victory of Donald J. Trump in the election in 2016. Of course, they ran chaos and arson and terrorism all across the country and try to pretend like it was just spontaneous groups. No, it was all organized and actually funded by the government, okay? The CIA, color revolution against America. Well, now these eco-zealots are the next group. So, Black Lives Matter has been discredited and they blew all the hundreds of millions of dollars and they're broke and they bought a bunch of luxury properties and luxury vehicles and that's been exposed. And so that's run its course. Now they need a new domestic terrorism group to try to terrorize this country. So that's going to be the eco-zealots, committing terrorism in the name of saving the planet. And apparently they're going to block highways all across America like some kind of transportation spike protein clogging up the arteries of America. They're going to try to cause basically strokes and shut down transportation. So it says here, European climate activists have brought whole cities to a standstill. This summer, they're setting up headline-grabbing disturbances in the U.S., so you should expect highway blockages, airport shutdowns. What? They're targeting airports? They're going to shut down airports? And more hits on top galleries. I think they're referring to art galleries. And they're naming Extinction Rebellion, XR, and other European groups known for their large-scale disturbances. They're expanding their U.S.-based franchise called Declare Emergency to create mayhem on this side of the Atlantic. All right? So this is going to be interesting. So these eco-freak lunatics that like to superglue themselves to the concrete in Europe, it's going to be interesting to see what happens when they try to lay down on I-35 in Texas. Huh. Where people drive 80 miles an hour. And they don't even slow down for each other, much less some idiot laying in the middle of the highway. I'm concerned for their safety, frankly. This is not a cartoon like Roadrunner where you can just peel them back off the road and, you know, inflate them back and they're good. You know, these people are going to get themselves in a lot of, let's say, risk by laying down on the roads in Texas. I'm not advocating any violence against them. Obviously, if you see somebody laying down in the road, try not to run over them. I'm just pointing out that if you've never driven in Texas, the drivers here are insane. Because also there's a significant portion of them that are illegals with no driver's license and no insurance, and they do whatever the hell they want. And they think that the shoulder is another lane, by the way. I mean, the driving is insane in Texas. And these eco-activists have no idea what they're going to be facing. So get your cameras ready for that one. Woo! Okay. Man. Yeah, and Texans just drag them right off the road. Look at this image. Is that like a lizard creature wearing a human wig? What the? I mean, who runs around barefoot at night, topless, with a sash around your waist, eating dead, grotesque, maggot-infested deer meat, huh? Who does that? Well, the answer is the people that you're fighting, the people that are trying to destroy humanity. The demons, the Satanists, the atheists, the globalists, they all intertwine. Oh, here's another. Ah, what is this? Here's another picture. Look at this. He's taking a bite. Oh, my gosh. Munchy, munchy. maggot deer McNuggets right there. What the hell? Well, you can see a nose. Just like picking up a, what is that? Is that a hoof? Connected to a elbow and the shoulder blade. Oh my gosh. And then they wander off. Oh, here's someone with shoes on. They wander off into the wilderness and there are witches living among us. There are demons among us. And some people think there are aliens living among us. Maybe it's all the above. Who knows? Reality is more strange than you can possibly imagine, my friends. And, remember, I can't even report to you the full story of everything that I know about what's going on because some of it's just, it's too unbelievable. And so I can only kind of present the top layer of what's really going on. All right, with that said, we're going to go to today's interview, which is also rather shocking. This is a really shocking broadcast today. And our interview is with Ana Toledo. And she's with this organization here called Targeted Justice. They are filing lawsuits against the government, the DOJ, FBI, and DHS, that the lawsuit alleges that these government agencies are using electromagnetic weapons to target individuals with all kinds of psychological terrorism and even projecting voices into their heads and trying to make them commit suicide. Yes, this is actually happening in America today. And so this is going to be a shocking interview. And it's just another peeling back of the onion of reality. And the more you look, the deeper you look, the more horrifying it becomes. So I can't say enjoy this interview, but I think you will be fascinated by it. So we'll go to that next. And I appreciate all your support here at Brighttown.com. And be sure to support our store, healthrangerstore.com, where we have, of course, a variety of supplements and foods, superfoods, laboratory tested. And get yourself squared away with your food supply. Oh, and we now have in stock the Mega Bucket Organic Hard Red Wheat Berries, a 10-pound bucket, but it's packaged in five individual packs that are 2 pounds each. And these are vacuum sealed, very rugged packs. So you only need to open up one pack at a time and use that to make your bread or whatever you're doing with it. And then the rest of the packs remain sealed, so they're not subjected to oxidation. So this is a really great format. Again, all lab tested, very long storage life because it's whole wheat berries that are vacuum sealed. Okay. So there's virtually no oxidation taking place in these. Very long shelf life. Keep it stored in a cool, dry place. And you're going to be very happy that you did. Get yourself a bread making machine, and I think you'll have a lot of fun making some healthy bread. Again, organic, glyphosate tested, heavy metals tested, E. coli tested, microbiology tested. We do more testing than anybody else on the planet for the food that we offer you, healthrangerstore.com. We thank you for your support. With that said, let's go straight ahead to the interview. Enjoy it, and thanks for watching today. Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon Free Speech Network, and my company has been named in various documents by the federal government. This came out in numerous lawsuits. In fact, Schmidt, the Attorney General of Missouri, with the Gateway Pundit and other plaintiffs, filed a lawsuit against various agencies of the federal government. And in discovery, it turns out that my own organization is named to be targeted by the government for defamation, deplatforming, blacklisting, financial blacklisting, and so much more. Our government, by abusing its power and reach, has been turned into a weapon against we the people. And our guest today is an attorney with an organization called Targeted Justice, and the website is targetedjustice.com. Her name is Ana Toledo, and she joins us today because she and her organization have filed an historic lawsuit to try to reel in these broad, dangerous overreaches by what I would consider to be a rogue federal government that is weaponized against the people. Ana, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on today.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate your time and your efforts. So since this is the first time that we've ever spoken, and you're a first-time guest with us here, give us the big picture. Let's start there. What does our audience need to know about Targeted Justice and the lawsuit that you filed earlier this year?
Well, the most important thing that they should all know is that although it is Targeted Justice that is filing this lawsuit on behalf of targeted individuals, which I will explain in a little while what they are, this is important to and relevant to anyone in the United States and in the world, but we are alleging, we are invoking the United States Constitution, because anybody can end up in what is called the terrorist screening database. As we have seen whistleblowers going into Congress and speaking when they say people have been placed or have been categorized as domestic terrorists, that is nothing but that they have been placed in this list. And the consequences for the people that become targeted individuals are ghastly. They are horrible. It's a human experimentation program. And the way we discovered, one of the founding members of Targeted Justice discovered it, is that as he was lying on the floor because of microwave attacks on his leg that caused him a blood clot, the sheriff's didn't let the ambulance come into the property, saying that they were told there was a terrorist in the premises. And wow. That is, yes. And so while he laid on the floor, while they were securing the area, meanwhile, he only lived there with his 87-year-old mother. And he almost lost his life because that's when he found out that the relationship between being a targeted individual and being on the list.
So wait a second. So the federal government can, without any due process or rule of law, they can place you on a targeted terrorist list. And once you're on this list, you can be denied basic public services, such as what you just described, ambulance services, potentially medical services, 911 response services, or medical or perhaps even financial services, right? And we've experienced financial deplatforming ourselves, and solely because of our viewpoints, right? So essentially they're saying you're a terrorist if you have viewpoints that do not align with the lies of the current administration. That's where we are.
That is correct. That's you got it completely. It's, you know, we hadn't talked before, but you totally got it. And here's the thing. Like the whistleblowers have been saying that there's a pressure to categorize people as domestic terrorists. It's not just getting, you know, with banks and getting negative effects and bad treatment by businesses, but targeted individuals that are in the category three prong, because there's two categories. There's a category four, which we believe it's like, yeah, you get microwave with directed energy weapons, and you get what it's called organized stalking, that maybe, you know, you leave your car in the valet parking, and when you come back, the key is broken, or you just get your tire slashed out of nowhere, things like that. But then there's the category three, which are the ones that have really terrible physical attacks. Most of the targeted individuals are on category four, and some of them don't even know that they are targeted. Some of them might feel like, you know, if you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh God, I'm getting old too fast. It's not that you're getting old, it's that you're getting microwaved. It's the use of cell towers. 90% of the microwave attacks come through cell towers. And so the way we have an affidavit on the record from an FBI representative that says that the terrorist screening database, which is only supposed to be comprised of known and suspected terrorists, with the reasonable grounds, is the criteria, is legal criteria, is reasonable grounds to do so. But then there are other categories, as admitted by a former terrorist screening center deputy director, Mr. Timothy Groh. He admitted that there are people in that list that don't constitute a terrorist threat or a threat to national security. And they are not screened as such as when they travel. That is why none of my 18 plaintiffs, when they get on a plane, they don't get screened. So they never found out, like the people in the categories one and two. One is known terrorist, and the instruction of the FBI is arrest them if you come in contact with them. Two is a suspected terrorist, and those are the ones that are subjected to hours of screening before boarding a plane. And then there's three and four, which is where most targeted individuals are. So you travel and you're like, well, I can't be categorized as a terrorist because, you know, I can go through and there's no problem with it. But that's not true. That Mr. Groh admitted that, oh, there's people there that don't have ties to terrorism, but they're there for other reasons.
Right, other reasons, which could include just making a campaign donation to Donald Trump, for example.
Exactly.
I want to bring your attention to something else too, Anna. On my screen here is a PubMed article about a chemical called diethyl nitrosamine, or DEN. This is a chemical that's used to induce carcinogenic liver injury in mice. This chemical is actually used by laboratory researchers to give mice rapid onset liver cancer or pancreatic cancer so that they can test cancer treatments on mice. But it has come to my attention now that this chemical is being used as a contact poison against targeted individuals, so that we actually have government agents that are trying to find out where people are, you know, time and place, public speaking event, travel through an airport, even their home or the handle of their car door or what have you. And they're applying this chemical, DEN, diethyl nitrosamine, so that the targeted person absorbs this chemical. And then they die from liver cancer or pancreatic cancer within a few months, and they are never the wiser of what happened. So this is like a 6-month assassination chemical. Have you ever heard of this or anything like this that's being used against individuals?
Well, I can tell you that not this in particular, okay? But I can tell you that I know targeted individuals get slow poisoning. Many of us don't don't go out to eat. Or if we do, we do it like in a buffet style place where they can nobody can put, you know, venom, you know, poisons in our food. And that to me is the sad part about it is that the government officials, the rogue people carrying out this human experimentation program, go out and tell these people that this is a terrorist. You're doing something good. You're being a patriot because this is a terrorist.
And you're saying that they would say that to the cook crew, the chef crew, to cooperate with the poisoning of a dish.
Well, I can tell you, I have been poisoned on at least two occasions, and I just because within 2 hours of being in the place, I have like this full cold or flu or. And it's, you know, so you just stay away from that. I have one of my plaintiffs, she had to, after having lunch in a place, she had to stop her car, you know, just to throw up because she got sick like that. So we have to be very careful with that because there is slow poisoning going on because the key to this program is plausible deniability. So that anybody denouncing this kind of thing sounds like crazy or conspiracy theorist. However, when you have a sworn statement from a person saying that the people that are not terrorists that are included in this list are placed in there for secret criteria.
Right.
Yes.
Anything that they can, anything they want to make up. Right.
Well, now they're invoking national security, even though targeted individuals, as admitted by Mr. Crow, do not represent a terrorist threat. There is this secret criteria that they are now alleging if the court orders disclosure, it would interfere with national security. And that is nothing but an excuse to not have us uncover the truth of this human experimentation program, which I can tell you, the ultimate goal is to get people to take their own lives. When they jump you to the category three, the organized stalking and the torture is very severe. There's from microwave burns to hallucinatory, an auditory effect called voice to skull. 66% of targeted individuals get it. And this is a patented technique that is created through the use of microwave beams.
We're familiar with this. We've covered this editorially, and you're right. People actually hear it audibly inside their skull.
Yes, and so they are, this is 24/7, okay? These, and many, for example, how the way they like to do the torture is, if it's a real Christian woman, we Christians are targeted, okay? Conservative, targeted numbers say that it is five times more likely a conservative will be targeted than a liberal. That's our statistics. We have done polls on this. It's harder for the Christian to prove because, you know, 70% of the nation more or less is Christian. So it's harder to prove that correlation. But I can tell you 14% of targeted individuals are homeless, even though the national average is 0.5%. They destroy your finances. They destroy your livelihood, your job, your friends, your family. They ostracize you from society.
So, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to ask you, I mean, you can continue that thought, but make sure we cover, like, what's the status of this lawsuit? It's been filed, but you know, the court system is so corrupt. I mean, the federal judges work for the same system that is carrying out these crimes.
Well, I'm very hopeful. The judge, okay, we filed this on January 11th, 2023, in the Victoria Court of the Southern District of Texas. The judge that had that case didn't decide anything and instead bumped the case to Houston.
Okay, well, at least it's in Texas. That's hopeful.
It's in the Southern District of Texas in Houston, and we have a very scholar judge that is very experienced, and I do realize that it takes a lot of courage for the person deciding this case. But in a way, for example, there is a case called TransUnion versus Ramirez, which was decided by the Supreme Court of the United States in 2021, that says that if you erroneously list somebody as a terrorist and you disclose that to third parties, there's a presumption of injury in fact, which is the standard for standing in Article III court. So in that sense, well, it's not very hard for the judge to conclude that, you know, the inclusion of 18 plaintiffs, we have filed it on behalf of 18 plaintiffs as well as the targeted justice members. But like okay. I said, this is not just about them. It's about the American people and changing the course of where this was going.
That's outstanding. And by the way, this is one lawsuit of many lawsuits that are attempting to expose the overreach, the abuse of power by various federal agencies, including the FBI, DOJ, and so on, EPA for that matter, ATF. But that case was only filed a few months ago, as of the time we're recording this. These cases are known to be able to take many years, and the defense of this, you know, you're naming the DOJ, FBI, DHS. They will certainly put forth a well-funded defense. So what's the next step for this lawsuit?
Well, I already filed the opposition to the motion to dismiss, that because we sued them in their official capacity and in their individual capacities.
Meaning, oh, wow. You named Mayorkas?
Yeah. The three.
Good for you.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. The official capacity, one of the things that, for example, is an egregious violation of their official duties is to knowingly include and or maintain innocent civilians in a terrorist list. That is, we asked for a declaratory judgment, having the court declare that it is illegal for the FBI Terrorist Screening Center and its officials to place in a terrorist screening database the names of innocent civilians. It is estimated between 300 and 400,000 Americans have been included in this list.
That's extraordinary. I mean, that huge. I thought you were going to say maybe a few thousand, but hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands. Many of them don't know it. You know, many right. of them say, oh, I just had bad luck. Oh, you know, because the microwaving is done at night when they're sleeping. And it's very slight. You got a flat tire or your microwave broke down, things like that, that are plausibly deniable that they were caused by microwave weapons. That's why, you know, those are the silent weapons. So we sued in the official capacity, and that's just one of the various claims. Okay. Also, in the individual capacity under Bivens, under the Bivens cause of action for violation of civil rights against federal officials. That's in their individual capacity. They just filed their motion to dismiss, and I am in the process of writing a reply there too. But I already filed my reply to the motion to dismiss to the official capacity defendants. And what, you know, their main argument was that these were all fantastical allegations, and thus the court shouldn't have jurisdiction about a fantastical case. But what they
that's an odd argument.
Well, because they couldn't argue is that it is not fantastical and it's highly illegal to include innocent civilians in a terrorist database and label them as domestic terrorists. As the case has been progressing, the criminals that are carrying out the torture and abuse of innocent civilians have gone rogue. And for example, one of our advisory board members, she was staying in an Airbnb And after the first day she stayed there, they came, knocked on her door and told her she had to leave because she was a security risk. And so we're seeing that this list is distributed to 18,000 law enforcement, state, tribal, and federal agencies, to 1,440 entities, nonprofit and profit, and 530 something corporations, the biggest corporations.
That would include banking and finance, I assume.
Definitely, definitely. One of my plaintiffs, he constantly goes to his ATM machine, and even though he has the funds there, it's denied. They don't let him take the money out, for example. Obviously, the credit cards get declined all the time in businesses, even though they have the credit available.
Right.
And it's that kind of harassment, making your life very, very hard, being able to get a job. One of our advisory board members has been trying to find a job, and whenever she's going to post a resume, the job listing disappears. It's just it's electronic harassment. It's all of my communications are interfered with.
But this sounds, we've heard these stories over the years coming out of communist China, tied to social credit score, right? If you misbehave according to the government, the communist regime, then you're not allowed to enter college, right? You're not allowed to use public transportation. You're not allowed to do all kinds of things, to get a job, like you said, to open a bank account, to travel, whatever. It seems like this is a Chinese scoring system that is now being covertly applied in the United States, targeting, as you say, hundreds of thousands of individuals. Does that sound accurate? Yes?
It's very accurate, but here's the sad part. We're supposed to be the most free nation in the world. We have the most comprehensive constitution in all of the world. We have a First Amendment freedom of speech that is nowhere in the world has the guarantees that we have under the First Amendment. And so to me, it's all like, it's a hypocrisy because China is communist, right? So they're not supposed to enjoy the freedoms that we take for granted. And this is happening in the United States and around the world, directed by the United States. So that's why, it's very sad. People in Europe, for example, they cannot speak about their targeting because they are forced into mental hospitals. One of the things that happens to targeted individuals is that when they speak about these things, they get placed in mental hospitals,
right,
and called delusional, particularly if they are hearing V2K. Well, with V2K, schizophrenia medicine doesn't work.
Right.
Most of it is the onset is in the 20s, and it's mostly women. So here we have statistics that it's usually, in midlife that they start getting targeted. It's also a hate crime because our statistics are also that around 66% are middle-aged women that either tend to live alone. Because one of the ways they get you is if you live alone, there are no witnesses that can see how they shift things around in your house or the things that go missing in your house or the things that get broken. There's no witnesses and it's plausibly deniable. It's
right.
A very, very complex structure.
This is psychological terrorism at one level. But let me ask you a bigger picture question about the lawsuit. Should you succeed, let's suppose this goes through the court in Houston. Let's suppose it goes then to, I guess, the Fifth Circuit, and then from the Fifth Circuit, probably then to the Supreme Court. And let's suppose at some point the Supreme Court rules against the DOJ and DHS and FBI. The problem is there are no consequences for the government. Even the $1.3 billion, I believe, that you are requesting for your plaintiffs, the government can simply print that money, which means stealing it from everybody else, to hand it to your plaintiffs. That doesn't stop this behavior. When we have a lawless regime that is willing to carry out these grotesque medical experiments and psychological terrorism in the first place, why should we expect that they would ever listen to the Supreme Court telling them to stop it?
Well, that's a great question, because I assume you're familiar with MKUltra.
Yes.
Cointel Pro. And the reason this is a hybrid of those two programs. And the reasons those two programs never really ended is because there were no criminal consequences for the people carrying out the torture.
There you go.
And this is where the public has to place the pressure on DOJ, who is one of the defendants, right, but to prosecute these criminals that torture. You know, microwave weapons are not supposed to be fired on American soil. That's an absolute truth. And so the Department of Justice has a duty to believe victims and to investigate and prosecute those guilty of torture and treason to the United States. And that's exactly what's happening. All the people that get Havana syndrome, it has been concluded by the National Academies of Science and Engineering that you get Havana syndrome after you are exposed to directed energy weapons attacks.
Yes.
There's nothing, you know, it's not like, you know, anything else. That's what causes them. And one of the plaintiffs in our lawsuit, Dr. Lambert, he's a civilian with Havana syndrome, diagnosed by Dr. Hoffer in Florida.
So let me ask you a technical question, if I can.
Yes.
So 5G technology is directional. That the antenna, which uses, I believe, a phase array, micro antenna lattice, or array, can direct narrowly focused beams of energy to specific targets, which would typically be your mobile phone, right? But if you hold your phone near you, they know where you are, and if you're moving around with your phone, they know where you're moving around. Is it your knowledge that 5G towers are being used as one of the electromagnetic weapon systems that can target specific individuals?
Yes, but let me divide the answer here.
Okay.
Yes, the short answer is yes. 90%, we estimate 90% of the attacks carried out, the microwave attacks that are being carried out against the population, it's carried out through cell towers. There is a microchip that was patented by the Ericsson company, and I think it's being manufactured by 8 companies. And that is the one that allows for the production of the microwave beams from weaponized towers. The key here is weaponized towers. Not all cell towers are weaponized to produce microwave beams.
Okay.
That's number one. However, they don't need your phone to track you. We are all, if you look at the Target of Justice, we're all being tracked in the top of our heads, through the top of our heads, through satellites. We are being tracked, every single human being on Earth. And so you don't need, you know, that's why targeted individuals, they can leave their phones and computers behind, move somewhere else, they will find them.
Well, how are satellites tracking people from what their heads look like? From orbit.
It's from the top. Okay, now that you're entering the realm of the technical, and for that you would need to talk to Richard Lighthouse. But I urge you to look. There's a pretty clear diagram on the Targeted Justice webpage that explains how it works. I'm not, you know, he's a rocket scientist, and he has a master's in mechanics, and he's the one that discovered that not only the attacks, but the V2K is carried out, 90% of it, through the cell towers, weaponized cell towers. So I have to make it, you know, a point here, and it is that's the technology also used for mind control of the population. That is something that we're going to be looking into later, because one third of the population is highly suggestible. And the reason you're not.
Oh yeah. I'm surprised. I mean, I think the number is much higher than that.
Well, you know, the subliminal messaging is being carried out through these cell towers. And, you know, and that is something that, in my opinion, it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, because it's an invasion of your brain, of your mind,
clearly,
without your permission.
Let me ask you another technical question. If you don't know the answer, that's okay. But the weaponized 5G towers that you mentioned, I'm curious about their effective range for that, because for normal 5G communications, the range of those towers is quite limited, a few hundred meters, as I understand it, which is why they have to have so many. But for the weaponized broadcast,
I believe it's 5 miles. I have been talking, you know, with Richard Lighthouse about it, and I believe that five miles is is a safe range for these weaponized ones. And you can tell they're weaponized because, for example, they have an emergency generator that is like 100 kilos. You don't need that for a regular cell tower, but you do if you are producing microwave beams.
Oh, that's interesting.
Also, the electric cable that goes up to it. If it's just a teeny normal one, that's one thing, but these are very thick because of the energy they have to carry.
Right. So you're saying 100 kilowatt generators are necessary to power this. That's
not
a lot.
Not a normal tower. Not a non-weaponized one.
Right. A weaponized one.
But for the weaponized, they need those emergency generators that are so powerful. One of the things that FCC is not doing is looking into, I mean, what we want to do, you know, with FOIA, how many of these chips are installed in what towers? Because you have here that the facilities that belong to the cell towers owners and operators are being used not only to torture people, but also for the mind control. And that is something that, it's a source of liability.
So, right. A lot of these towers are operated by private companies, and the land belongs to someone who leases the land to these companies that install and maintain this equipment, which is then licensed to the telecommunications giants, such as AT&T, for example. So it seems like, I mean, you're an attorney, but it seems like every party in this chain may have some liability, even if they weren't aware of what was going on. Still, their land or their tower is being used as a weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah, these towers are being used to torture innocent Americans and to carry out mind control of a population. And, you know, these companies that own them should read our lawsuit. That's one of the things that, you know, they're not part of it because they're not part of the program per se, but people could come up with this. You know, this is something very serious. The responsibility, you know, it's okay for you to make money. It's another to allow for people to be hurt. Innocent people to be hurt and tortured this way.
Well, let me ask you another potentially technical question, but maybe this is covered in your lawsuit. I've interviewed other guests who believe that there is interaction between these electromagnetic broadcasts and some self-assembling nanoscale systems that people's bodies are producing after being injected with mRNA. Is there anything in your research or your lawsuit that talks about that intersection between the weaponized towers and vaccine injections?
No, and the reason is because what we are asking the court is a purely, you know, it's a constitutional question. Is it legal to have innocent civilians in a terrorist database? And the answer is no. So we're asking the court to issue a national injunction against the FBI to remove the names of all those persons that have been erroneously categorized as domestic terrorists or foreign terrorists, you know, for that matter, because they don't belong in a terrorist database. Homeland Security Presidential Directive Number 6, which is the one that authorized this list, does not contemplate putting anybody else in that list other than known and suspected terrorists. One of the things that it may come out in the future is how the interaction between the mRNA, the vaccines, and how the magnetization of the particles within in it and the microwaving of people, because microwaving makes it more, activates it more. But I'm not a technical person, and I'm not going to go into that, and that's not the subject of our lawsuit.
Okay, all right.
But it's something that definitely should be looked into, the interaction between the use of microwave weapons, which are, cell towers and satellites, and people that are, dying. And these blood clots that are, are never seen before.
So if individuals are out there watching this and they believe that they are also being targeted in this way, can they contact your law firm? Can they join this lawsuit? Can they seek representation for additional lawsuits? What can people do?
Well, no, at this time, I'm a solo practitioner, so I can only handle, what I'm doing, which is a lot.
Yes, I can imagine.
It's a lot. It's, the Department of Justice has, how many thousands of attorneys, and I'm just, one solo practitioner who had the courage to do it, because there's many targeted individuals that are attorneys, but they couldn't muster the courage to do it. For me, it's about freedom, just give me liberty or give me death. So for me, it was a no-brainer. However, I do intend, once we prevail, because I don't contemplate not prevailing. This is the land of the free, and I don't contemplate that any court can hold that innocent people can be in a terrorist database. So it is my intention to give, and do so freely, do Zoom conferences to explain and prepare attorneys across the nation to do this kind of lawsuit, because targeted individuals have suffered immensely. There is something I really want to mention, that criminal defense attorneys should be looking into this lawsuit. The reason for it is that many targeted individuals get framed, get entrapped into crimes they didn't commit. When I first got to targeted justice, one of the letters that just, to say, breaks my heart is this man. He was in jail because his car broke down. Of course, we know that targeted individual cars are tampered with all the time. And he had to leave the car on the side of the road. He ended up in prison because he didn't tow the car on time or whatever. And so I think that it is very relevant for all criminal defense attorneys to ask in the discovery phase, which I think in federal rules of criminal procedure is Rule 16, to ask the TSDB status of their client. Because if the person is in the TSDB, I'm telling you, there's a presumption he could have been framed. Something like if it's a person that is being attacked by V2K, well, that is something that should go into the defense as well. So I really urge criminal defense attorneys to start looking into this, because your clients might be victims of the targeting, and that was probably or could have contributed or prompted whatever crime they're being accused of.
That is extraordinary information. I mean, we're already aware of the near total fraud of the so-called criminal science or forensic science to frame innocent people, where they can have false positives for substances, or, the FBI used to rely on hair analysis. They would take a strand of hair. So, this hair is a perfect match. You're guilty. It was all made up. Even, by the way, ballistic, I don't know if you're aware of this, but ballistic bullet analysis, where they say they can determine that this bullet was fired from this gun, It's complete fiction. It's totally made up. There is no correlation. There aren't little secret lines on the bullet that actually correspond to the barrel. That's a statistical nonsense. But there's so many ways. Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, just last week, a TI was framed into, drug tested at work, and he was fired because it was positive, and he swears he wasn't taking any drugs. You know, this is the kind of thing. It's like when you put your livelihood on the hands of third parties that are controlled by these entities, these persons, these, people that engage in the malfeasance, you are bound to lose. For many years, I didn't know I was targeted. I just thought I was, that was the deck of cards I was dealt. And I was very innocent, and I was thought the best of people. Little did I know is they infiltrate the way they do it with, and that's what people have to be very careful. They infiltrate your circle of friends to gather information on you in order to then be able to do, like a war, like an attack, to know most of the information about you and who are your support groups, etc., so that they can discount them and you don't have them when you need them. That's part of their tactic.
Like social engineering warfare.
It's a Stasi. It's like a German Stasi. Exactly. It's copied from that. This program is a mixture, like I told you, MK Ultra, Stasi, and COINTELPRO. It's a mixture of that.
It's extraordinary, too, that to someone who has never been targeted in this way, listening to you, they would think, oh, this is crazy. This sounds all made up. It sounds like science fiction. It sounds like you've been watching, too many Hollywood movies starring Matt Damon, let's say. But in truth, this is all real. This is all happening, and it has happened in other regimes. The Stalinist regime, for example, the Stasi you mentioned. Today, modern-day communist China, probably elements of this in Venezuela, right? Certainly North Korea. So this is not science fiction. This is state-of-the-art science that's being used by an oppressive regime to destroy all dissent. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree. And here's the thing. They got greedy. They got arrogant and greedy because by adding more people, it has come out in the congressional hearings that FBI agents got a financial bonus for including more people in the lists. One of the agents testified how, I don't know if he did it in an interview or testified in Congress, how they were pressuring him to place in the list this young woman who was clearly mentally ill and spent a lot of time playing video games and in chat rooms and things like that. And he was like, no, she's mentally ill. He's like, no, let's do an ISIS case on her. It is mathematically implausible for so many people to be telling the same story and for it to be a conspiracy theory and for them to be in the TSDB. It's just not plausible. And they got greedy in the numbers. I urge you to do a search of the hashtag targeted individuals in Twitter, and you will see the hundreds of daily tweets you will get. Or you can also look up the one that we did for this lawsuit, which is TJ versus Garland. And hundreds of tweets will come up, because if it was made up, you wouldn't have so many people denouncing the same things.
Okay, so the hashtag targeted individuals, and then the website targetedjustice.com.
And yes.
I want to mention something else. We only have a few minutes remaining here, but I want to mention something else. After 9/11, right? So 2001, and then the enhancement of the Patriot Act was ready to go. The under the first Bush presidency, again, former CIA spook, former head of the CIA, it was then pushed out that, oh, we need all these secret powers to monitor Muslims and Middle Eastern ethnic people, right? And I remember at that time, watching most of America cheer that. They cheered, yes, you know, infiltrate the mosques, you know, spy on people from the Middle East. You know, they might be terrorists. I remember watching that in horror, by the way, even back in 2001, or that actually bled into 2002. But I remember watching that in horror thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be turned against all of us eventually. And it has. None of us is safe now because we stood by, America stood by and let the power of tyranny expand.
That you're so true, and you should know that, admitted, as has been admitted in depositions in preparation of this lawsuit, I want you to know 80% of that lawsuit is grounded on government documents, inspector general reports from the Department of Justice, deposition transcripts in the case El Haiti versus Cable. So I read thousands of pages in preparation of this lawsuit. And one of the admissions that they have is that this list, this terrorist screening database, has not stopped a single act of terrorism.
Wow. Yeah, no, clearly it's designed to defeat and silence political opponents. I mean, it's designed to shore up the power of the regime.
Yes, it's a very dangerous weapon. And, you know, fine, there's 300,000 to 400,000 targeted individuals. But the problem is tomorrow it could be you. Tomorrow it could be, you know, just if we have some of our clients are people that had came out of a bad divorce. The pictures, when you see the pictures there, that you see the woman with the burns, she came out of a really bad divorce, and her husband placed her in the list. This is just, you know, a suburban wife. She had, you know, and we have a couple of them that are like that. If you just have the right connections, one of the whistleblowers stated for the record in Congress that it is very wrong for average Americans to be able to call the most powerful law enforcement agency in the world and denounce that someone is a domestic terror, a suspected terrorist. And that's exactly what is happening. They're letting people, for having vendettas with others or because they think differently, to call the FBI and nominate them privately as domestic terrorists.
Yeah, I mean, it's a giant snitch situation. And yet the real criminals, in my opinion, are running free. For example, I've said here on this show, Alejandro Mayorkas, I believe, is the greatest human trafficker, or the most horrific human trafficker in America right now. He's allowing this human trafficking and weapons trafficking and drug trafficking into the United States. Why isn't he being investigated as being complicit with all of those crimes taking place every day? He's actually involved in funding those channels of transport to carry out these acts of great human suffering. And yet he goes free.
In the complaint, the reason we brought him as a defendant in the complaint is because the DHS and his anti-terrorist director, Mr. Weinstein, DHS controls the fusion centers. I don't know if you've heard about the infamous fusion centers.
Of course we have, yes.
Well, that's from where the Stasi is organized. And they just, you know, throw these people, vigilantes, on the street to pretty much go after targeted individuals and make their life miserable with the organized stalking and the psychological operations.
Yep.
And this is carried out from the fusion centers, and that's alleged in the complaint. So, you know, it's obviously that's what we have to do, this carry out discovery. But these fusion centers are not, they don't even have a statutory authority. They just popped out of nowhere without a congressional authority. The Brennan Center for Justice has been very critical. They have done thorough studies about it. And I don't know why Congress is not looking into these fusion centers that carry out a lot of the abuse that targeted individuals are subjected to. This is the weaponization. The biggest weaponization of government is this, because it involves a state and local, state and federal law enforcement in these fusion centers, and it also involves the use of directed energy weapons against against American citizens and legal residents. And that is just, you know, outrageously illegal. And it is the quintessential example of the weaponization of government.
Well, Anna, this has been fascinating and horrifying at the same time. I'm prayerful that your efforts will succeed, and I want to alert our audience to help spread the word about what you're doing with this interview and also your website, targetedjustice.com. Any final thoughts you want to leave our audience with today as we wrap this up?
No, I really thank you for the opportunity because you just hit, you know, the nail on the head. What we ask is for people to spread the word because I know it sounds fantastical. I know it sounds implausible, but it is very real. And many people have lost so many years of their lives undergoing this torture, so much of their health. And it's just un-American. And it's just so outrageous that many people don't want to believe it happens. So if you can please share, if you can please create awareness about it, it would help us in making it stop. Because what we want is for Congress to defund this atrocious program. This program runs with federal taxpayer money.
Yeah, these are government atrocities against innocent people.
Yes, I mean, and Congress has got to stop the funding of this program.
Yeah,
because it's the funding of torture.
Well, and I mean, we're out of time, but I will say that the funding is a result of central bank fiat currency money printing. So as long as there is money printing and central banks, there will always be evil in government because it can always print more money to pay for more evil and hire more people and pay off and bribe people. So we have to end money printing as well, but that's a different program. I just want to thank you, Anna, for joining me today. It's been truly fascinating, and we wish you safety and courage in your continued efforts.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com, and I am targeted in various ways, by the way, and my organizations have been targeted. But thanks to your support and your efforts, we are still on the air telling the truth and interviewing guests like Anna Toledo here today, who is telling the truth and trying to stop these crimes against humanity that are being waged by our own governments against us. Thank you for watching today, and be sure to check out more interviews and videos on Brighteon.com, the free speech video network that we built so that we could have these conversations without censorship. Thank you so much. God bless America. Take care, everybody. Today's interview is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com, and check out our new supply of organic hard red wheat berries. We have a 10-pound bucket now that consists of 5 packs of 2 pounds each that are they're vacuumed, they're sealed in a very rugged shaped liner that is formed into kind of, we call them bricks. But 5 of these bricks go into the bucket. They have very long shelf life because there's virtually no oxidation, industrially vacuum sealed. This is all subjected to our laboratory testing. We've tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, which can sometimes appear on wheat crops. And also we've tested for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, and so on. So this is the most rigorously tested, long-term storable wheat berry product on the market, available right now at healthrangerstore.com. This will last for many, many years. You can use it to make bread or other things out of the wheat, you know, your favorite thing, pancakes or muffins or whatever you want. And it is available now at healthrangerstore.com, and we appreciate your support. Get squared away, folks, because the food abundance we have right now will not last much longer. We're seeing a lot of problems with the food supply chain, so make sure you have a backup supply. Thank you for watching today. Mike Adams here, HealthRangerStore.com.